And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. When Mary Noble maneuvered things so that her husband Larry was offered a picture contract in Hollywood, she did it only to make it easier for him to bear the strain of waiting for her to recover in a New York hospital from the acid burns inflicted by the maddened Claudia Vincent when she was found to be guilty of the murder for which Larry had been charged. What's more, Mary didn't expect Larry to know about her correspondence with their close friend Tom Bryson, the playwright, who was also in Hollywood. But Larry saw the wire which revealed the plan, and now he's convinced that Mary blames him for her present condition and that she can't bear to have him near her. Right now, after his first strenuous day on the set of the Marco and Franklin studio, Larry has returned to his hotel. A letter waiting in his box now rests on the table by his bed. Now, as he comes out of the shower, dressed in bathrobe and slippers, he picks it up.
Airmail from Mary. And I'm afraid to open it. In her own handwriting, too. It must mean she's better. When I left, she couldn't even see through the bandages. Maybe this is the straight story. Maybe she's going to come right out and say it's the end. Well, no matter how it makes me feel, I know darn well she's more than justified. Any way you look at it, there's no getting away from the fact that Mary wouldn't be in the hospital now, except for my stupidity in forcing her to accept Claudia Vincent at my appraisal. Well, let's see the worst. Darling, this is my very first letter, and so I want it to be to you. I'm getting on wonderfully well, Larry. Dr. Allen has removed some of the bandages, so that now I can read. I can even use my hands a little, though you may find this letter hard to read. I hope you're well satisfied with your picture contract, darling. And I think you were right to take it, even though I do miss you dreadfully. Try not to worry about me while you're out there, because Dr. Allen says I'm getting on far better than he ever expected. So you see, by the time your work is finished, I'll be up and ready to welcome you home. Meantime, all my love, darling, Mary. Oh, sure, all my love. Only just don't come near me, that's all. How can she do this? How can she tell me how she misses me and write as though nothing had happened, when I know how she fixed it to have the whole country between us? All right, if that's the way she wants to play it, I'll string along. I'll write back and tell her everything's great. I'll tell her that I miss her, too. And that's no lie. I'll play it just the way she wants me to.
And as Larry Noble sits down at the desk to answer his wife's letter, we turn to Mary in her hospital room in New York. Rupert Barlow, wealthy man about town, who's been deeply infatuated with her for months, is visiting in her room, and we hear...
Have you managed to get any idea from your doctor how long it'll be before you can leave the hospital, Mary?
Dr. Allen keeps telling me to be patient.
Patient? I should think you'd been a model of patience already. I don't know how you've done it, my dear.
Oh, it's ever so much better now that I can see. I even wrote my first letter yesterday. Oh, it was a clumsy effort, but I managed all the same.
Your first letter? I can imagine who got that first priceless message.
Larry, of course. But I do wish I could get some first-hand information about how he's getting on in Hollywood. Of course, I know he'll be wonderful in whatever picture he's making, but I'd love to hear some of the details.
You mean to say he hasn't written to you since he got there?
Well, I've heard from him, of course.
Heard from him? Just what does that mean?
Why are you suddenly asking me all these personal questions? You're beginning to sound like a district attorney.
Well, it's the last thing I feel like, Mary, I can promise you. But never mind. Even if your heart is far away in Hollywood, at least I can have the privilege of being at your side while you're fighting your way to recovery.
You've been terribly sweet, Rupert. And I do want you to know I appreciate all the time you've spent with me these last days. But you really shouldn't, you know.
Oh, why not? Just give me one good reason.
Because it's asking too much. You ought to be out on your yacht, getting a glorious tan, feeling the wonderful exhilaration of the salt air.
Well, you must love the water very much yourself, darling, to speak so enthusiastically.
Oh, I do, Rupert. I've often dreamed of taking a long cruise somewhere with Larry, just sailing on and on. Oh, it would be so heavenly. But of course it's out of the question.
Is it?
Of course it is. Poor Larry is snowed under by debts. That's why he went to Hollywood in the first place. That's because it's the only place where he can make enough money in a short time to help him pay off his debts.
And you say that's the only reason?
Of course, Rupert. Why?
I just wondered. I realize it's none of my business, and I wouldn't want to say anything that might give you even a moment's pain. But at the same time, Mary, it does seem very strange to me that your husband could leave your side at a time like this.
I've just explained his reason for leaving.
I know. Nevertheless, it still seems inconceivable to me.
Rupert, you've always had great wealth. You can't be expected to know what it means to stand the pressure of debts. Mary is far too proud to be able to put them in the back of his mind until a convenient time.
Yes, of course, Mary. I wouldn't want to say anything against the man, knowing that it would only hurt you more.
The only thing that worries me is how my face will look when all the bandages are removed.
Hmm? I thought you told me the doctor was very optimistic. I thought he said there would be no serious scars.
That's not quite what he said, Rupert, but he has been very encouraging. I wonder if it's his way of keeping up my morale.
Great guns, Mary, I should hope not. That would be a ghastly thing to do. Build up your hopes only to have them dashed to despair when you're ready to leave here.
I'm sure he doesn't mean to do that, Rupert. Dr. Allen is a very wise and a very kind man. The only thing I wonder about is what he means by no serious scars. It's possible to a doctor they might seem negligible, but at the same time seem utterly disfiguring to me.
Well, if you're having such serious doubts, my dear, I think it's time you forced Dr. Allen to give you a literal declaration of your chances for complete recovery.
I've asked him so many times, Rupert, so many questions. He's been gentle and hopeful. I don't want to force him to make any promises before he's entirely sure he can make them come true.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Mrs. Noble. I don't like to interrupt.
Oh, it's quite all right, nurse.
Well, what is it?
There's a call from Hollywood, California, and I thought...
From Hollywood?
Uh-huh.
It's my husband. I knew he'd call as soon as he could.
I suppose I'd better step out of the way. Perhaps you'd like to have me leave the room.
No, please don't bother, Rupert.
Do you think you can manage the receiver, Mrs. Noble, or should I hold it for you?
I can manage. Oh, please hurry. You only knew how I've been waiting for the sound of Larry's voice.
Very well, Mrs. Noble. Hello? Will you please put that Hollywood call through? We're ready on the line.
Is he talking yet, Miss Clark?
No, not yet. Hello? Just a minute. Here you are, Mrs. Noble.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Hello. Hello, Mary, darling. How are you feeling?
I just fine. Who is this? Where's Larry? I thought it was a call from Hollywood.
Oh, so it is, honey. This is Tom. Oh, it's great to hear your voice, Mary.
Tom? Tom Bryson?
That's right. I didn't know whether they let you talk or not. Well, you must be getting a lot better. Oh, your voice sounds strange. Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Tom, I can hear you. I just didn't expect you to be on the other end of the line.
Well, you know how I am, sweetheart. Always the unexpected. Tell me the truth now. How are you getting on?
Oh, I'm getting on beautifully, Tom. How about you? How much longer will you be laid up with that back of yours?
Well, I'm almost well, thank heaven. Just a few more days of this brace, and then I begin with a few exercises. I hope to be back in New York before too long, and you know the first stop I'll make when I get there.
I've missed you, Tom. We both have. It's been a long time.
Oh, don't I know it.
Tom, tell me about Larry. What about the picture? Is he happy? Is everything all right?
Oh, sure. Well, that is, I guess so. You know, honey, you put me in kind of a spot.
What do you mean?
Well, when you asked me to get something for Larry in such an all-fired hurry, well, that's not so easy. Not these days. I worked like a beaver at it, and I got him this contract with Marco and Franklin.
What are you getting at, Tom? I want to know.
Well, it's a new outfit, Mary. It's small in comparison with a lot of others, and, well, I'm not too sure Larry was impressed.
But, Tom, you mean he's sorry he came out there? What did he say?
Nothing. At least not much. I haven't seen a lot of him. He started work already.
Oh, well, you didn't tell him that I wrote you and asked if you could get him a contract.
Oh, of course not, Mary. No, I haven't said a word. Oh, but just tell me one thing. What's Larry said to you about all this?
Why, nothing much, Tom. Just that he arrived and, well, that he accepted the job.
Well, hasn't he called you or written anything more about it?
No. I thought it was Larry when I picked up the phone.
Oh, you poor kid. I'm sorry that I disappointed you. But don't worry. It's just that he's working like the devil. You'll hear the minute he gets in the clear. And meantime, take care, honey, and don't worry about a thing.
Thanks, Tom. I'll try to take that advice. Thanks for everything. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mary. I'll see you pretty soon.
So, it wasn't Larry after all. That's too bad, my dear. I can hear the disappointment in your voice.
Mary Noble tries to choke back her tears, but she can't smother them entirely, and Rupert Barlow is very much aware of her struggle. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.